This is the reading for October 22nd, Ezekiel chapter 27. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, sing a funeral song for the city of Tyre. Speak to Tyre, which has ports for the Mediterranean Sea and is a place for trade for the people of many lands along the seacoast. This is what the Lord God says. Tyre, you have said, I am like a beautiful ship. You are at home on the high seas. Your builders made your beauty perfect. They made all your boards of fir trees from Mount Hermon. They took a cedar tree from Lebanon to make a ship's mast for you. They made your oars from oak trees from Bashan. They made your deck from cypress trees from the coast of Cyprus and set ivory into it. Your sail shades over the deck were blue and purple and came from the island of Cyprus. Men from Sidon and Arvad used oars to row you. Tyre, your skilled men, were the sailors on your deck. Workers of Byblos were with you, putting caulk in your ship's seams. All the ships of the sea and their sailors came alongside to trade with you. Men of Persia, Lydia, and Put were warriors in your navy and hung their shields and helmets on your sides. They made you look beautiful. Men of Arvad and Cilicia guarded all your city walls all around. Men of Gamad were on your watchtowers and hung their shields around your walls. They made your beauty perfect. People of Tarshish became traders for you because of your great wealth. They traded your goods for silver, iron, tin, and lead. People of Greece, Tubal, and Meshech became merchants for you. They traded your goods for slaves and items of bronze. People of Beth Togarmah traded your goods for workhorses, war horses, and mules. People of Rhodes became merchants for you, selling your goods on many coastlands. They brought back ivory tusks and valuable black wood as your payment. People of Aram became traders for you because you had so many good things to sell. They traded your goods for turquoise, purple cloth, cloth with designs sewed on, fine linen, coral, and rubies. People of Judah and Israel became merchants for you. They traded your goods for wheat, for minoth, and for honey, olive oil, and balm. People of Damascus became traders for you because you have many good things and great wealth. They traded your goods for wine from Helbon, wool from Zahar, and barrels of wine from Esau. They received wrought iron, cassia, and sugar cane in payment for your good things. People of Dedan became merchants for you, trading saddle blankets for riding. People of Arabia and all the rulers of Kedar became traders for you. They received lambs, male sheep, and goats in payment for you. The merchants of Sheba and Rama became merchants for you. They traded your goods for all the best spices, valuable gems, and gold. People of Haran, Cana, Eden, and the traders of Sheba, Ashur, and Kilmad became merchants for you. They were paid with the best clothes, blue cloth, cloth with designs sewed on, carpets of many colors and tightly wound ropes. Trading ships carried the things you sold. You were like a ship full of heavy cargo in the middle of the sea. The men who rowed you brought you out into the high seas, but the east wind broke you to pieces in the middle of the sea. Your wealth, your trade, your goods, your seamen, your sailors, your workers, your traders, your warriors, and everyone else on board sank into the sea on the day your ship was wrecked. The people on the shore shake with fear when your sailors cry out. All the men who row leave their ships. The seamen and the sailors of other ships stand on the shore. They cry loudly about you. They cry very much. They throw dust on their heads and roll in ashes to show they are sad. They shave their heads for you, and they put on rough cloth to show they are upset. They cry and sob for you. They cry loudly, and in their loud crying, they sing a funeral song for you. No one was ever destroyed like Tyre, surrounded by the sea. When the goods you traded went out over the seas, you met the needs of many nations. With your great wealth and goods, you made kings of the earth rich. But now you are broken by the sea and have sunk to the bottom. Your goods and all the people on board have gone down with you. All those who live along the shore are shocked by what happened to you. Their kings are terribly afraid, and their faces show their fear. The traitors among the nations hiss at you. You have come to a terrible end, and you are gone forever. Ezekiel chapter 28. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, say to the ruler of Tyre, this is what the Lord God says. Because you are proud, you say, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the middle of the seas. You think you are as wise as a god, but you are a human, not a god. You think you are wiser than Daniel. You think you can find out all secrets through your wisdom and understanding. You have made yourself rich. You have gained gold and silver, and you have saved it in your storerooms. Through your great skill in trading, you have made your riches grow. You are too proud because of your riches. So this is what the Lord God says. You think you are wise like a god, but I will bring foreign people against you, the cruelest nation. They will pull out their swords and destroy all that your wisdom has built, and they will dishonor your greatness. They will kill you. You will die a terrible death, like those who are killed at sea. While they are killing you, you will not be able to say anymore, I am God. You will be only a human, not a god. Your murderers kill you. You will die like an unclean person. Foreigners will kill you. I have spoken, says the Lord God. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, sing a funeral song for the king of Tyre. Say to him, this is what the Lord God says. You were an example of what was perfect, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You had a wonderful life, as if you were in Eden, the garden of God. Every valuable gem was on you, ruby, topaz, and emerald, yellow quartz, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and chrysolite. Your jewelry was made of gold. It was prepared on the day you were created. I appointed a living creature to guard you. I put you on the holy mountain of God. You walked among the gems that shined like fire. Your life was right and good from the day you were created until evil was found in you. Because you traded with countries far away, you learned to be cruel and you sinned. So I threw you down in disgrace from the mountain of God. And the living creature who guarded you forced you out from among the gems that shined like fire. You became too proud because of your beauty. You ruined your wisdom because of your greatness. I threw you down to the ground. Your example taught a lesson to other kings. You dishonored your places of worship through your many sins and dishonest trade. So I set on fire the place where you lived, and the fire burned you up. I turned you into ashes on the ground for all those watching to see. All the nations who knew you were shocked about you. Your punishment was so terrible, and you are gone forever. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, look toward the city of Sidon, prophesy against her. Say, this is what the Lord God says, I am against you, Sidon, and I will show my glory among you. People will know that I am the Lord when I have punished Sidon. I will show my holiness by defeating her. I will send diseases to Sidon, and blood will flow in her streets. Those who are wounded in Sidon will fall dead, attacked from all sides. Then they will know that I am the Lord. No more will neighboring nations be like thorny branches or sharp stickers to hurt Israel. Then they will know that I am the Lord. This is what the Lord God says, I will gather the people of Israel from the nations where they are scattered. I will show my holiness when the nations see what I do for my people. Then they will live in their own land, the land I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live safely in the land and will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live in safety after I have punished all the nations around who hate them. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God.
The book of Colossians.
My name is Paul. There is a danger threatening the Colossian Christians that has to be addressed. Worldly philosophy never mixes with Christianity, and I write to explain these issues. I present Christ as the center of Christianity, the pre-existent Son of God, the Savior and Head of the Church.
Chapter 1.
God's will, and from our brother Timothy, to God's holy and faithful people, our brothers and sisters who are united with Christ in the city of Colossae, goodwill and peace from God our Father are yours. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our prayers for you. We thank God because we have heard about your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people. You have these because of the hope which is kept safe for you in heaven. Some time ago, you heard about this hope in the good news, which is the message of truth. This good news is present with you now. It is producing results and spreading all over the world as it did among you from the first day you heard it. At that time, you came to know what God's kindness truly means. You learned about this good news from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant. He is taking your place here as a trustworthy deacon for Christ and has told us about the love that the Spirit has given you. For this reason, we have not stopped praying for you since the day we heard about you. We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through every kind of spiritual wisdom and insight. We ask this so that you will live the kind of lives that prove you belong to the Lord. Then you will want to please Him in every way as you grow in producing every kind of good work by this knowledge about God. We ask Him to strengthen you by His glorious might with all the power you need to patiently endure everything with joy. You will also thank the Father who has made you able to share the light, which is what God's people inherit. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of His Son, whom He loves. His Son paid the price to free us, which means that our sins are forgiven. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He created all things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether they are kings or lords, rulers or powers. Everything has been created through Him and for Him. He existed before everything and holds everything together. He is also the head of the church, which is His body. He is the beginning, the first to come back to life so that we would have first place in everything. God was pleased to have all of Himself live in Christ. God was also pleased to bring everything on earth and in heaven back to Himself through Christ. He did this by making peace through Christ's blood sacrificed on the cross. Once you were separated from God, the evil things you did showed your hostile attitude. But now Christ has brought you back to God by dying in His physical body. He did this so that you could come into God's presence without sin, fault, or blame. This is on the condition that you continue in faith without being moved from the solid foundation of the hope that the good news contains. You've heard this good news of which I, Paul, became a servant. It has been spread throughout all creation under heaven. I am happy to suffer for you now. In my body, I am completing whatever remains of Christ's sufferings. I am doing this on behalf of His body, the church. I became a servant of the church when God gave me the work of telling you His entire message. In the past, God hid this mystery, but now He has revealed it to His people. God wanted His people throughout the world to know the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ living in you, giving you the hope of glory. We spread the message about Christ as we instruct and teach everyone with all the wisdom there is. We want to present everyone as mature Christian people. I work hard and struggle to do this while His mighty power works in me.